May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 293. 293. Encompassed with clouds of distress, and tempted all hope to resign, I pant for the light of thy face, that I in thy beauty may shine. Disheartened with waiting so long, I sink at thy feet with my load. All plaintive I pour out my song, and stretch forth my hands unto God. Hymn 293.
Thank you. together from the most holy word of God, two psalms, Psalm 9 and Psalm 46. Psalms 9 and 46. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvellous works. I'll be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou satest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their name for ever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end. And thou hast destroyed cities, their memorial has perished with them. For the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings, when he maketh inquisition for blood. He remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I'll rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they have made, in the net which they had hid, which they hid in their own is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment of which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands, Hegeon Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, the expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail, let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us reading of his most holy word. Grant all needed help now in prayer. O most kind and gracious God, once more thou hast spared us to gather in thy courts on this a Sabbath evening. And all that might be truly with a hunger and thirst after thee and after thy righteousness. All that might be that wrought in our hearts even this night. Give me Christ, or else I die. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Oh, that longing. Ah, realizing the days hasten, and eternity is before. Ah, and the judgment seat. Oh, may it please thee, we might each be found amongst those that in that day shall be clothed upon with that robe of Christ's righteousness and washed in thy precious blood. Aye, redeemed from the hand of the enemy, saved from the wrath to come, found bound up in that covenant ordered in all things and sure. Oh, that covenant. And so we plead to look down upon us each in mercy this night. We are favoured still to gather in thy courts. We are favoured to gather round thy word. Ah, the day of grace has not ended. And the door of mercy is not shut. Ah, not shut to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. And so we plead then, take us each in hand. Ah, take us each in hand. We might be found amongst those wise virgins, prepared for that day when time shall be no more. Or prepare for that day when we shall truly have to appear before the judge of all the earth, who will not at all acquit the wicked, and shall not the judge of all the earth do right. And all that might be found in that day, might be 'tis he instead of me is seen when I approach to God. So we plead to work in the heart mightily, oh, by our very birth. We see no beauty in thee that we should desire thee. Our hearts are as hard as stone, the hardest stone. Until thou dost put forth thy hand and roll away the stone, break that heart of stone, give that heart of flesh. Ah, when thou dost work that in the heart, then there's an art of changing of the heart and renewing the will and turning the feet to Zion's hill. Oh, we may be found in thy courts bodily. But oh, we can look back some of us those years when we were found in thy courts, but our heart was far from thee. Oh, how we looked at the clock and tried to while away the time, made our thoughts go hither and thither. We solemnly confess it. And truly our heart was far from thee. Until thou didst put forth thy hand. Until thou didst put forth thy hand. And thou didst arrest us in our mad career. Thy word entered in. And it was like the sharp two-edged sword dividing between the joints and the marrow. It was like the nail in the sure place. And truly it was, I will work, and who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? So we plead there might be that in each one's heart, wrought there by thee. That work of grace I will work, and who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? May it please it then. Yes, from the youngest here to the oldest, put into our hearts that desire, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. For thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. In Christ's obedience, clothe and wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Oh, there might be in that day a son or a daughter by blessed adoption, an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ. And some of us, we rejoice in that that there is that elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Thy dear Joseph Irons of old, he hated it in his unregeneracy. Oh, some of us now, we rejoice in that, so did Joseph Irons, that there is an elect that thou wilt call. We know in of ourselves, and as it was with Joseph Irons, he would rather remain as he was, his old natural self would have done, until thou didst work in his heart, until thou didst change his heart. Then he saw that the wonders of electing love, the beauty of it. So we plead, may we each, be found amongst that number that no man can number. That number, yes, on the one hand, a remnant of all mankind, yet an unnumberable number. An unnumberable number. Oh, may that be our desire. Might be found amongst that number. Those redeemed of the Lord, those bound up in that covenant of grace, covenant of mercy, found like even as the apostle of old, with that desire that I may be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is of faith in Christ, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. To remember each one, then, once again, we plead for the young and the rising race. See the goodly number of young ones here, from the very young to those going on into life. We plead that thou wouldest take them in hand whilst young in years. Put thy fear into their hearts. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, we read. But all may they yet know, and each one of us, the tender fear of the Lord, that which is true love. But oh, to be able to cast their cares upon thee, to seek thy face in all things, to seek first the kingdom of God and thy righteousness, and prove that all these other things shall be added unto you. Once again, remember, parents, it's a difficult day in which our lot is cast and their lot is cast. Good is called evil, evil is called good. The law is slanked. Yes, and when we look at the laws of the land, oh, they countenance evil. They countenance abominations. Oh, do enable parents then, as they seek to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, to counter those arguments, counter those sentiments which are, yes, in the national schooling, they're thrust upon them. Sentiments that we will not go along with. So to enable parents to counter those arguments, those sentiments. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth unto all men liberally and upbraideth not. So may they seek wisdom of thee. And perhaps at times they wonder how to answer, how to speak. Oh, may it please, they may seek that counsel from one that is mighty, wonderful counsellor. Yes, that wonderful counsellor. What is our wisdom compared to thine? Oh, may it please thee then, as they cast those cares upon thee, they might prove that, yes, there is that one that can give that to speak. Lord, we plead them for them. Do remember those in the midst of life that bear the heat and burden of the day, and certainly it is a day of many difficulties. Things that we never envisaged this time last year. Things have been overturned, brought to naught. And is it not, it seems at times, crosses and losses and crooks in the lot on every hand. We find that there's a measure of murmuring at times rise up in our hearts, but oh, leave us not to murmur or repine. For we still have many blessings, have we not? Many blessings in our hand, but nevertheless, there are those things which cause much anxious thought. Those dark places. We plead to remember them, those in the midst of life that bear those many and varied scenes. Yes, we know what it is like. Is it not so? Things change in a moment, and certainly they've changed many times this year. And we wonder where the scene will end. But, O Lord, may we prove that the government of all our affairs rests upon thy shoulder. And thou art that one that is able to provide for his people, do for his people more than they can ask or even think. Make mountains flow down at his presence, and make those rough places plain, those dark places light, those impossibilities possible. Oh, anything, nothing is too hard for thee, but with us at times it seems impossibility after impossibility. But oh, is anything too hard for thee? Oh, when we look and we've been favoured, have we not, oneself, we went away for a little while and we saw the wonders of thy creation. And when we saw those wonders, we thought upon and meditated upon that one that created these things. By thy command, these things were done. So by thy command, thou canst do for thy people great things. May they prove it. There is help laid upon one that is mighty. So to remember each one in the midst of life, all those cares and perhaps all those things on the morrow, the coming days, which fill them with much fear and trembling. Oh, to be better to them than all their fears. Oh, do sustain them, Lord, we plead. May they prove my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. We'll have to prove each one of us, will we not? All must come and last and end, as shall please our heavenly friend. All must come. Nothing that takes place and is taking place is without thy knowledge in eternity past. That was known to thee. Our path at the moment is known to thee, and it was so before ever the world was formed. Like dear Job of old, when walking in such dark paths, it seemed as if one trial, one tribulation, one distress after another seemed to be his lot. But he was unable to say, but he knoweth. Oh, may each one, perhaps they feel, yes, it's one thing after another, one thing after another, again and again. he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Yes, all must come, and last and end, as shall please our heavenly friend, but shall we not prove the sufficiency of thy grace? Shall we not prove, like the hymn writer put it, a fullness resides in Jesus our head, that ever abides to answer our need? Ah, thy riches in glory, how abundant they are. Over and above all our needs, all our tribulations here below, there's there shall be that abundance of thy grace. Fullness, we shall prove it so. Fullness, ah, yes. We may have many troubles and trials, and it seems we feel we shall sink to rise no more. Have we not proved again and again? Let us lift up weak hands and confirm feeble knees. Let us give those sips from the well of salvation, the crumbs that fall from the Master's table. And blessed be God, there are those times and seasons when we have to say our cup runs over, even in the presence of our enemies. Ah, we prove, do we not, the God of all grace, the Father of mercies. So to remember that which is before one or another, remember them in it. Do yet go before them, we plead. May they prove yet that shepherd that goes before his sheep. And he will lead them forth for that right way. Ah, lead them forth for that right way. But the shepherd doth go before his sheep, knows all their path from the beginning to the end, and will lead them forth for that right way. We have to prove, do we not, that our ways and our thoughts are not as thy thoughts. Ah, and sometimes we find, yes, most often it is our thoughts are contrary to thy thoughts. We're finite creatures. Finite creatures. Our carnal reasoning gets in the way. But oh, some of us we proved, have we not, when we look back and see all the way the Lord our God hath led us, being in those strange and mysterious circumstances, sometimes we proved it so. The good hand of our God, it is that way appointed. Yes, even as I believe we pleaded it this morning in prayer. Oh, yes, even on a hospital bed. Quite contrary to our natural thoughts in the matter. But on a hospital bed, thou hast drawn near and spoken peace and pardon into the soul. Thou hast manifest thyself in love and mercy. So we plead, do remember each one. Once again, remember those in the even time of life. They feel the mud-walled cottage shake. Heart and flesh begins to fail. The grasshopper becomes a burden. Oh, grant them those fresh tokens, Lord, we plead. Those fresh tokens of thy love and thy mercy. Oh, may they feel, yes, from time to time, that dew upon the branch, the former and latter rain in their season. No doubt, naturally, they feel barren and withered. Ah, barren and withered. But, oh, that dew upon the branch, the former and latter rain in their season. Oh, they might rejoice again and again. I'll bring to their remembrance all the way which thou hast led them and all the words which thou hast spoken to them. Oh, grant them a little reviving, a renewing, a lifting up. Keep the adversary at bay, that cruel foe. Ah, oh, very cruel foe, keep that adversary at bay. May it please thee, draw near and speak unto them. Oh, speak unto them. Speak peace and pardon unto them. Oh, that they might know that thou art their Redeemer, their Saviour. Oh, that one that offered himself up once and for all in their room, place, and stead. Oh, grant that they might see that precious blood sprinkled upon the doorpost and lintel of their heart. Oh, grant that they might see, that they are clothed upon with that robe which thou hast wrought, that spotless, seamless robe. And so we plead to remember those that truly tread the verge of Jordan. Know those tremblings there. I know those tremblings there. And so we plead that thou wouldest remove the wheels of the chariots of the enemy that pursues after them. Like it was with the children of Israel. When they were coming up out of Egyptian bondage, it seemed at the time the enemy would overtake them still. Those chariots pursued them. But thou didst remove the chariot wheels that they drave heavily. And ere they reached that the banks of the land, the dry land and the seas closed in once again, they saw that enemy no more. They saw that enemy no more. And so may it please him. May they prove those everlasting arms underneath them, the God of Jeshurun who rideth on the heaven in thy help, and his excellence on the sky. Oh, may they prove again and again, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Remember once again those afflicted ones. Ah, there are many afflicted amongst the little hills of Zion. Mine goes to one and another. Thou knowest those that are here that know what affliction's path is. Oh, do bless all the means used for their good. Ah, we plead that thou wouldest yet, if it could be, thy will raise them up again and restore them to their wonted place. May it please, there might be that perfect healing, that wrought in the body and in the soul. They might yet be brought through these things to rejoice in thee. Through these things to tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found. Point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. Lord, remember those that walk in those paths which, perhaps they feel they are lonely. No one else understands. They don't want to mention it to another, but thou knowest. Oh, thou knowest it all. That good shepherd and bishop of their souls has borne them all the days of old, will bear them and hold them up and grant them strength sufficient for every day. Oh, that good shepherd and bishop of their souls has said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Oh, yes, they may seem very alone. But oh, may they prove that there's that one that says, the Lord, that we read in thy word, the Lord is at hand, not afar off. The Lord is at hand. Lord, remember those, that have turned aside from thy courts. They've gone away like the prodigal. Things of this life have attracted them, drawn them aside. Oh, do yet bring them into that time of need, of want. Might be found once again, even in that place, to return unto their father's household. Returning prodigal, with a broken heart and a contrite spirit which thou wilt not despise. We plead that there might be that word which thou hast sealed upon their heart many years ago. They may have tried to frustrate it. But if it's that word which thou hast put there, it'll come to this, I will work, and who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? It shall accomplish that. It shall in due time accomplish that whereto thou didst send it, even those years ago. May it please thee then. Perhaps our word has begun to, break forth into the light. of many years been taking root downward and cannot now be hidden. Plead they might be, sir. Ah, yes, brought back as that one truly repentant and in that godly sorrow, manifestly so. Ah, broken hearts and contrite spirits I will not despise. So do bring back prodigals, we plead. Awaken many sinners round. Lord, thou knowest where thy dead elect are. Perhaps some, yes, we think upon those that have never set foot in thy courts. Even around these parts here, in the little hills of Zion, that thou hast a purpose of grace toward yet. Hasten that time, Lord, we plead, when thou wilt likewise bring them in like those Greeks of old, with the sirs we would see Jesus. Ah, like Zacchaeus of old, yes, he sought, went to see who this man was that he had heard much of, even though he's small of stature. And no doubt the many crowds that seemed to get in his way, but yes, it was that desire there that wrought in his heart. Oh, there might be many wrought even in that way, changing the heart and renewing the will and turning the feet to Zion's hill. Lord, we plead then, through these things which thou hast sent forth into the nation and the nations of the earth, where we think of this nation, there might be yet that awakening, an awakening. Might see that there is a God of wrath, brought to tremble. Tremble, yes, at the very thought of eternity. Have brought into that realization as they see one or another being taken from time to eternity, that there is an end that must come. Brought to feel their need. Oh, there might be pleased and awaken many sinners round. Oh, to come and fill the places. There might be yet a building up in Zion. A building of chapels again, could it please thee? But, O Lord, how solemn it is at the moment, it seems man has hardened his heart. Hardened his heart. What wickedness we see, greater wickedness, wickedness in abundance we hear reports of. How solemn is the day. Man says there is no God. Man says there is no God. But, O Lord, we truly see that thy hand, thou hast put forth thy hand. Thou hast caused it to come. It might be even that wrought in our hearts likewise. Is there not a needs be of us a searching, to search our ways? That thou hast try our hearts and search our ways and bring us each that true repentance and godly sorrow. Oh, may we not roll as a sweet morsel under our tongue some sin. To be made right and kept right. And so we plead as regards that which thou hast caused to come. We plead that thou wouldest yet in due time stay thy hand and in wrath remember mercy. In wrath remember mercy. We plead like Habakkuk again, revive thy work in the midst of our years, in the midst of our years make known. In wrath, remember mercy. Oh, do remember mercy, Lord, we plead. May we ever be found amongst that remnant that sigh and cry unto thee daily for the abominations done in the land. And what abominations? We've turned thee the back and not the face. Lord, we plead. Have mercy upon us. But oh, we can't just look at those in that lie in wickedness round about us. We have much we mourn over likewise. May we know the prayer even of David of old, creating me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within. And how we need thee to so soften our hearts when we think of David, Oh, when he sinned that sin with Bathsheba. Oh, how blind and hardened his heart seemed to be towards it all, adding sin to sin, sin to sin, until there was a "Thou art the man, Thou art the man." But oh, Thou didst bring him to that true repentance. And oh, in that psalm, creating me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within. Oh, what state we can get into, left to ourselves for a moment. So we plead to save us from ourselves. Save us from ourselves. Leave us not to settle upon our lees. Oh, we read those letters, do we not, to the churches in Revelation. How soon we can be in the same way, rich and have need of nothing, left our first love. Oh, so we plead, do keep us each, keep us tender of heart and mind and conscience, keep us close to Thee. Find like the hymn writer the language there, prone to wander. Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Take, oh, take my heart and seal it from Thy courts above. Oh, we plead. Ah, draw us again and again, how we need Thee so to do, to breathe upon our dry bones again and again. Oh, they might be found often at Thy feet. Often at Thy feet. Oh, in that right place, even pleading for mercy. Oh, yes, in that right place, looking alone unto Thee. In that right place, leaning upon Thee, leaning upon our beloved. Oh, bring us each to lean harder upon Thee. Ah, to know that one a refuge and strength. Ah, that refuge, other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on Thee. Oh, may it be said of each one of us that it is so. So do help us now, then we plead. Bless us each together. Make one in our midst. Do us each good. Oh, do us each good. And all it might be even this night, a crumb of mercy partaken of. We're unworthy of the least of Thy mercy, but oh, a crumb of mercy, Lord, I crave, unworthy to be fed, with dainties such as angels have, and with the living bread. Oh, but that crumb, and a sip from the well of salvation, oh, we plead for it. Oh, there might be in this night a gathering from amongst the sheaves, as we go into the field of our heavenly Boaz, and so enabled to do. Lord, we plead that Thou wouldst let fall unto one or another those hands full of purpose. There might be truly a gathering up, a taking home and a beating out. It might yet redound to Thine honour and Thy glory, that Thy name shall have all the praise. So to help this poor sinner, we plead now. Loose this stammerous tongue, Lord, we feel so empty. Ah, yes, we find, do we not, the weariness of mind and body and of spirit. But we look to Thee, we about the instrument, and so we plead, do now pour in that we may pour out. It may be truly a portion for seven and a portion for eight. Pardon and forgive then our many sins, our often failings, our constant shortcomings. Wash us each in Thy precious blood. We plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 739. No help in self I find, and yet have sought it well. The native treasure of my mind, is sin and death and hell. Hymn 739.
Seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn to Psalm 9. Psalm 9, and read verse 9. Well, verse 9 and 10. Verses 9 and 10. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Psalm 9, verses 9 and 10. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Are those that have brought out of nature's darkness, the Spirit beginning that work in their hearts. And as the Spirit leads and teaches them, and guides them to all truth as it is in Jesus, they'll be likewise led along to see that there is, as the hymn writer put it, a fullness that resides in Jesus. And in that personal way, their head, that ever abides to answer their needs. They shall be brought to see the God of all comfort, the Father of mercies. They're brought to taste that truly he is gracious. And those blessings, promises which are in the word of God that are made known unto them, spoken unto them, they truly shall be yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Those promises and blessings and favours which are couched in the scriptures that are those blessings unto the Lord's chosen people, they shall be unto them as his refuge, for it is bound up in that covenant. It's all part of that covenant, ordered in all things and sure. A covenant of grace. Ah, a covenant of grace. They shall prove there is a God of providence. God of grace. God for time and for eternity. One who is able to do for them more than they can ask or even think. But they shall have to prove it. And they shall prove like we've each proven, some of us have proved it, perhaps even more so this year, and perhaps each one in their measure, through much tribulation. Ah, what tribulations and trials each one in their measure has had to walk through this year. Has not that which the Lord has caused to come in the way of judgment, there's been that as that effect upon each one's path. Upon each one's path. But the world, where do they go? Oh, how solemn the things the world turns to. In their troubles and their trials. Yes, those trials which are in that way we walk in, we each partake of them. As the Lord has put forth his hand, overturned and brought to naught. And things that once were, what? Yes, we see desolations and those things which certainly I thought in my own path were ordered, settled. Now where are they? They seem at times as just imagination or like the mirage in the desert. There's no substance to it. But has it not brought us even to this place? Like we read in that Psalm 107, then they cried unto the Lord. Have need of that refuge. Have need of that refuge. Then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles. Or has it been so this year? Perhaps you proved it more so this year. You've had to prove it so. Can't go to anyone else. Can't go to anyone else. Perhaps they seem like impossibilities, and some of us, yes, it's great impossibilities. Wonder where the scene will end. Where can we go? That refuge. That one that's wrought in your heart and mind, that good thing, the fear of the Lord and the tender fear of the Lord. Wrought in your heart and mind, that which was not there at one time, where we saw no beauty in Christ that we should desire him. But now there is that which we see in Christ, the mediator of this covenant. The mediator of this covenant, Christ himself, yes, the man, yes, on the one hand, verily God, verily man, the man Christ Jesus. That one as we spoke of this morning as recorded in that second chapter in Hebrews, that so condescended to come down to this lower world, not taking upon himself the nature of an angel, but the seed of Abraham, flesh and blood, as we have, yet without sin. Walked a lowly path, a dry path. Knew what sore temptations, as the hymn writer put it, knew what sore temptations mean. I turned to it the other day, in the earlier part of the week. Concerning the temptations Christ endured, those 40 days and 40 nights, so he did. Refuge there then for poor sinners, tried and tempted. There's this one that knows what sore temptations mean, for he has felt the same. And there's that encouragement in that epistle to the Hebrews, let us therefore come boldly. We have that glorious high priest, our advocate with the Father. Refuge and strength, that refuge, that rock, that place of safety, that place of help, that one to whom we can go. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Is not this that a sure and steadfast anchor, anchor to the soul? So I journeyed up this morning. I said to one another, I said that I saw that rainbow this morning brighter than I'd ever seen it before in my life. I saw the end of it as it came in down onto the road. There were colours on the road. It stretched up and its brightness and all the varied colours, the spectrum of colours from one side to the other. Reminds us of that covenant. Reminds us of that covenant-keeping God. That these things truly are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Yes, sometimes unbelief seems to get hold upon us. Unbelief takes great hold upon us at times. Ah, yes, we find carnal reasonings. Yes, even looking at the word of God and carnal reasoning takes over. But oh, when we see such things even in nature as Almighty God has ordained it. Ah, reminds us of those things which are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Those covenant, that covenant of mercy, that covenant of grace. Unchangeable. Oh, I turned to it a little earlier. It speaks, does it not? As regards that bow set in the cloud, if I can find it, but all that bow set in the cloud, but all there we read, I cannot lay my eyes upon it at the moment, but all that bow, ah yes, here it is, that token of the covenant. Covenant of grace, that unmerited favour of the Lord towards poor sinners. We need reminding of it. Poor, trembling, fearful creatures, I need reminding of it. And it reminded me this morning, and it did my soul good to see this bow in its brightness. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring the cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud, and I'll remember my covenant which is between me and you. And every living creature of all flesh, and the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud. And I'll look upon it that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon earth. We know that speaks of that which, yes, even the wicked enjoy, that the water will no more go over all the earth, but unto the Lord's people. It reminds them of that, that covenant made toward them. They are chosen people. Love from all eternity. Those that are bound up in that love, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, loving kindness, we're drawn thee. Those that have been drawn and will be drawn, there is this covenant of grace toward them. They shall prove, yes, the time things, eternal things, providence and grace. So I said, when I saw that bow this morning, if only I could have stopped for a moment, but I couldn't. It was a motorway. But there, in the brightest of hues, all those colours that show forth there, every colour, the brightness of it, to remind us. There is one that keeps covenant and mercy unto his people. Ah, covenant and mercy unto his people. My mind also went, yes. You have to forgive me for going hither and thither, but my mind went hither and thither. But oh, may there be something in through these scattered remarks, even this evening. And as David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, how he had to prove this covenant-keeping God. He had to prove this one down to the end of his days. I believe we quoted the last words of David this morning, whereby he said, although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. I believe the Lord's people were proved so likewise. And David, he knew what enemies were. He knew what troubles were. Trials were. We have them recorded, do we not, in the precious word of God. And is it not there for our encouragement? For our encouragement as we journey likewise in this vale of tears, in this waste howling wilderness. As David was brought down to the end of his days and likewise declared that, you turn to that second book of Samuel in chapter 22, where there's that psalm of David, psalm of thanksgiving. It speaks in this way. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Saviour. Thou savest me from violence. Then in this next verse, I'll call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. And you read the rest of that chapter at your leisure. But there, as he recorded in those first verses, proving it was so. Proving in and of himself he was nothing. Like the hymn we just had. Have you proved the language of the hymn we had just now? No help in self I find, and yet have sought it well. The native treasure of my mind is sin and death and hell. To Christ for help I fly, the friend of sinners lost, a refuge sweet, and sure and nigh, and there is all my trust. That refuge sweet. And sure and nigh, and there is all my trust. Oh, may you yet prove it. Perhaps one feels they can't come very far. Can't come very far, but always of that desire. Oh, lead me to this rock. Lead me to this refuge. May I know that refuge. May I know that one that the Apostle Paul could speak of. Quoted this morning out of his epistle to the Philippians. those truths declared in his epistle to the Hebrews. Ah, perhaps you feel at the moment you're like that one that gropes for the wall like the blind. Ah, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. You long for this, to be made known unto you. You plead on for it, poor sinner. A time will come when, yes, the blessed Spirit will reveal these things to you, and they will be to the joy and rejoicing of your soul. But, Lord, grant me free access unto thy pierced side, for there I seek my dwelling place. There my guilt would hide. In every time of need, my helpless soul defend and save me from all evil deed and save me to the end. A soul flying to Christ for refuge. Flying to Christ for refuge. So as a psalmist then, he had no refuge outside of Christ. The psalmist there declared, did he not, when he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them, he forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer from them that hate me. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, pursued by the adversary, knowing what that foe is, proving the word declares. What shall we see in the Shulamite but a company of two armies? All that warfare, you'll need that refuge again and again. That refuge. Let us therefore come boldly. It won't be just once. It won't be twice. Be like, as we said, Jonah this morning, I'll look again, and so it will be again and again, looking alone unto Jesus. That one that's the author of your faith. The author of your faith. I'll look again. Toward thy holy temple and out of the belly of hell, cried I. The poor sinner. Yes, finding fresh contracted guilt. Yes, perhaps those sins brought to your remembrance of your younger years. And they burden you. They burden you. It's no light matter. Some can speak lightly of sin. But unto those, the Spirit takes up that abode in their heart, sin will become unto them exceedingly sinful. Not a trifling matter. Become exceedingly sinful. For, those sins, are they not against a holy and a heart-searching God? When he maketh inquisition for blood. When you realize again and again, yes, in those days of old, a sacrifice and the blood of the sacrifice was required. But that poor sinner flees to that refuge. Yes, he flees to the refuge, he flees to the foot of the cross, and what's he cry? Cries, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and he pleads that precious blood. He pleads that name, it's above every name. He has no other plea. But that thy blood was shed for me. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. The old adversary, when he's stirred up, and he says, yes, but look at you, points a finger, accuses the brethren. That poor sinner have to go, yes, to the foot of the cross and plead that finished work. The old adversary says, look at this and look at that. You've forgotten this sin, you've forgotten that sin. The poor sinner go there, the Spirit will enable them. That's our refuge, like those cities of refuge, the manslayer. The manslayer, if he fled that city of refuge, providing he stayed there, no man could touch him. But oh, that poor sinner that flees, pleading for Jesus' sake, Satan can't touch him there. Satan can't touch him. There's a place of safety. Shut him with Christ. And when that precious blood is made known, when the precious blood is applied, when the precious blood is seen, then there's that measure of peace, that peace of God which passeth all understanding, peace in the midst of that trouble. There's no trouble greater than soul trouble, the burden of sin, but when there's that made known, there's that peace by his cross. That's our refuge. Peace by his cross hath Jesus made. The church's everlasting head, o'er hell and sin hath victory won. And with a shout to glory gone, that refuge. When we think also of the pathway of time. Poor trembling worm Jacob, he has many obstacles, does he not? Many fears. The poor worm Jacob, he knows what it is to tremble often. That psalm, I find that psalm 46 a precious portion indeed. A precious portion to that one so tried and troubled upon the storms of life. Help laid upon one that is mighty. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. This refuge. What a refuge. Those streams of mercy. Those streams of mercy. We read, do we not, in this psalm, we read it together, there is a river. There is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early. What do we read? For he hath said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Oh, what do we read? Lo, I'm with you alway, even unto the end of the world. My mind went, if I can find it. Yes, that precious truth. If I can find that portion. Yes, it's one that has said, lo, I'm with you alway, even unto the end of the world. For he has said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Paul's epistle to the Philippians, we read there. And is not this a refuge for the poor sinner in the trials and tribulations of the way? The Lord is at hand, not afar off. One that loveth at all times a brother born for adversity. We spoke concerning the throne of grace and mercy seat. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We read in that epistle of Paul to the Philippians, be careful for nothing. The Lord is at hand, be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And then this precious promise. Is not this a refuge in this day of changing scenes? Changing scenes, desolations in the earth. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the God of peace, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then you read further on down through that chapter 4, where we read this. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That covenant, unchanging covenant, that which is sure and steadfast, unalterable. And also there's one other word, if I can find it, in the Epistle of Peter, I believe it was. Epistle of Peter, chapter 5. I believe it's chapter 5. If I can lay my eyes upon it. No, look in the wrong place. Looking in James. We read this. It's refuge, which is sure and steadfast, unmovable. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Ah, in these days of tribulation, these days of trials, distresses and perplexities, these things which are sure and steadfast, these things which are a refuge for the poor trembling sinner, the poor worm Jacob, where he proves, as we read in Isaiah, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Ah, my righteousness. It's God of Jeshurun, who rideth on the heaven in thy help, is another word. Ah, did not Moses prove it? Moses proved it. Oh, may we likewise prove it. And as Moses declared, did he not, as he summed up those blessings unto the tribes of Israel? But he proved it. Ah, this refuge and strength. There is none. This is the God of Jacob, of Abraham, of Isaac, of Moses, David, the apostles. May we prove likewise it is our God, this great God, the great I am. That I am, that I am. The creator of all things and by whom are all things. The one that put the bow in the clouds to encourage us in the way. To lift up our weak hands and confirm our feeble knees. I felt it was so this morning. That bow, it lifted up my weak hands and confirmed my feeble knees. That there truly is this one who is gracious and waits to be gracious. And at the voice of thy cry will answer thee. Not might answer thee, but will answer thee. Will grant those answers of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. There is none. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth on the heaven in thy help and his excellence on the sky, the eternal God. The eternal God, one that ever was and ever will be. The eternal God is our refuge. Yes, everything else seems to be decaying, breaking down, coming to nothing, desolations. The eternal God is our refuge. May we prove it. And underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. And then those blessings. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heaven shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee? As we said a little earlier, what does the world look to? They look to those things which can't do them any good. What they look to are no different than the gods of Dagon, the gods of Baal. But this is the everlasting God, the eternal God, the unchanging God, a faithful God, a God of covenant, and a God that keeps covenant and mercy. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency. Thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Not forsaken them that seek thee. And shall they not know then, a little stillness in the midst of troubles? We can't be still when we're agitated and tossed and turned, but when the Lord breaks in for a moment, when we truly taste that he's gracious, then we know a little of this. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. This declaration at the end. May we each prove it so in these days. Days in which our lot is cast. Young in the midst of life and those older. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. It closes, Selah, meditate upon it, consider it. May we do so this night. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Wells is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and there will be a prayer meeting for the church members at 8 o'clock on Friday evening, and Mr. Jonathan Buss is expected to preach next Lord's Day. The Lord's Supper will be deferred until later. And there will be a church meeting on Monday the 2nd of November after the prayer meeting. Let us close with hymn 303. Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly, while the raging billows roll, while the tempest still is high. Hide me, O my Saviour, hide, till the storm of life is past, safe into the haven guide. O, receive my soul at last. Hymn 303.
do be pleased to bless that which is of thee, and truly may be found amongst those fleeing unto thee for refuge. As sinners indeed, as sinners in need. As regards the pathway of time and all its cares and concerns, and to find that thou truly art their refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And one to take away all our fears, calm our fears. We might know that peace of God which passeth all understanding. To be still and know that thou art God in the midst of it all. Only thou canst do it. What are we by nature, but fretful, fearful, trembling, peevish? But, O Lord, draw near and comfort us each. May we truly be found sheltering under the shadow of the Almighty. That place of refuge. That place of refuge. So we would commit each into thy hands, and we would fall into thy hands, into thy kind care and keeping this night. As we leave thy courts, grant journeying mercies. Convey us each in peace and safety, whether near or far. But, O Lord, the pathway of life, that might be ever looking alone unto thee, looking again unto thee, that author, and blessed be God, the finisher of our faith. Pardon and forgive anything thou hast heard and seen amiss. We plead, and now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.